The world economy has been very much on a roller coaster for the last 6 months. In the fall, you had this very acute crisis in Europe, and at some point it really looked like we could have another major world recession. And we're now in a situation in which there is, I think, an uneasy calm, and things can change day by day. But I think there's a sense that although things are relatively quiet, there is enormous risk looking forward of another crisis.
Do you see any real growth happening this year?
Our baseline for the world economic outlook is based on the assumption that there is no new euro crisis, but that uncertainty remains very high. What we have is growth, but mediocre growth in advanced countries, stronger growth in emerging market countries. So for the US, we have 2%+ growth next year. But for Europe, we actually have negative growth next year for the euro area, more specifically. That comes from the fact that some countries, Italy, Spain, are forecast to have negative growth. Germany and France are forecast to have positive growth, but not great. The reason why, even without the euro crisis, we're not very optimistic is that there are very substantial breaks to growth. There are two which play to a different degree in different countries, but are really there. The first one is fiscal consolidation, which is needed, but is decreasing demand, is slowing growth, there is no question. The other is deleveraging of banks, which is leading not to a credit crunch, but to tight credit. And so I think these are two breaks, which mean that we are not going to have very high growth in Europe, or in general in advanced countries, next year and the year after.
And just a clarification, could you explain a little bit more about fiscal consolidation? Because it's a word that is very used, but people don't necessarily know what it means.
Yes, maybe it is a euphemism. It is a tough set of measures. In fact, it means either a decrease in government spending or an increase in taxes. And the proportions will vary across countries, but this is what has to be done.
Could you give me what the perspective, the economic perspective, are for the low-income countries this year?
They are fairly good as things go. We have a forecast of growth for sub-Saharan Africa of 5.3%. I think the important point here is that sub-Saharan Africa has done quite well over the last 10 years. It has been very much related to commodity price increases, but in the past, there was this thing called the resource curse, which said that even if your prices go up, you may not actually grow. And what we have seen is growth. So in that sense, this is very good news. But again, it shows the risk that if there was a world recession again, then commodity prices would almost surely go down. And this could be very costly for sub-Saharan Africa.
Speaking of commodity prices, and one last thing that I think we haven't mentioned, that is oil. Yes. It seems that the expectation for prices that it will go up and it might negatively impact the outlook. So what could you tell us about that?
I think if nothing bad happens in the Middle East, our forecast is that it's not going to change very much. Now, things can happen in the Middle East. You can think of a serious problem in Iran. You can think of even worse things like the Strait of Hormuz being closed for a while. So we've done a number of simulations and they confirmed what we have seen in the past when the price of oil increased a whole lot, which is that this slows down growth. And so if there was a large increase in the price of oil, this could have a fairly major effect on growth in advanced countries, as well as on growth in some emerging market countries. And that could be a real issue, given that we start with relatively low growth rates to start.
Well, to finish this, among all of that you said, is there maybe a gleam of positivity, something that actually gives you hope?
Well, let me try hard. We still have positive growth and eventually things will get back to normal. It's going to take a while. But I think we have to be realistic. Next year is going to be tough. The fiscal and growth problems that many countries face are very tough to solve. And maybe the next decade is going to be tough.